Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Farm Talk on a day where we're going to go to the far northwest corner of Minnesota, where it's Dan Youngren, Hallock, Minnesota farmer. How much rain did you guys get up there?
Oh, 2/10 to a half an inch.
Okay, well, within 10 days, that's going to happen. In 10 days from now, you're going to be going 24 hours a day.
That's the plan, at least.
You are all going to gather at a neighbor, and you've got a bunch of folks organized to turn a tragic story into a success story. Dan, tell us what you got going on.
Well, on the 26th, actually, we're going to get a bunch of people together to help out Paul Olsonowski's wife of Lancaster, Minnesota, take off his total beet crop. He passed away tragically from an accident earlier this past summer, and we decided that we needed to get this taken care of. So I brought it up at a meeting, and then I got it. Apparently, when you bring it up, then you get to take care of it. And I tell you, that's the least of the problems. I've made some phone calls and sent some texts out, and as always, the community is willing to throw the kitchen sink at something like this. So on Sunday the 26th, I've got 8 to 11 toppers showing up to defoliate all the beets. And then on the 27th, Monday the 27th, I've got the same 8 to 11, 12-row lifters, 8-row lifters, 60 trucks. Lots of people wanting to help with food and drink and all of that. And we're going to, in a day and a half, we're going to take off 500-plus acres of beets. And you know what? We can't do this without the understanding and the cooperation of the company. American Crystal has just been absolutely fantastic, as they always are when something like this comes up. And they'll open up the piler in Humboldt, Minnesota. We'll have two pilers rolling, full crews, 7 o'clock Monday morning. We are going to get after it and get these done.
Boy, this is what a heartfelt, warm thing to happen. The Olsonowski family have suffered an amazing loss, and the neighbors are coming together to take off all of the sugar beets in one, well, hopefully in about a day and a half or so.
Yeah, we figured we need 15 hours to, with the power that we have, 15 hours of nice digging, which looks like Mother Nature is going to accommodate us. And we should have these things all wrapped up and, by noon on Tuesday. And then there's a company, On Target Egg, up here, is going together with a local, barbecue guy, and they're going to put a feed on for us Tuesday at noon when we finish up, and have a little celebration of completion, and just move on to our crop after that.
Yeah, all right. Well, a tip of the hat to them, tip of the hat to you, a tip of the hat to every individual of the 100 or so farmers you've got coming, whether it's trucks, toppers, lifters, and everybody else associated with this event. Dan, again, just a sad loss, such a sudden loss for the family, and now you're and the whole community, the whole neighborhood, the whole county is coming together to help the Paul's family.
They are. It's truly amazing. You just don't know who your friends are or who your family is until something like this really happens, and everybody, they just come out of the woodwork for it. It's very heartwarming. It's very humbling. And it's just wonderful.
And you got to know that everybody's going to feel Paul looking down and smiling, huh?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There is no question that he's going to be running the show from up above.
Yeah, super. All right. Well, Dan, great work. Thank you for putting all this together. And I know the family, the Olsonowski family, very much appreciative. And again, this is another example of, what's the saying, it takes a village to raise a child, but it takes a whole community to make the harvest, a harvest like this happen.
Absolutely. No question about it, Mick.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dan, other than that, are the beets kind of shaping up this fall? Is this rain helping?
Oh, the rain has been outstanding. These things were, you always go through a dry period, and the thing you worry about is dehydration in a beet. We had that a few years back where we had some issues. There is no problem with dehydration anymore. These things have tunned up quite nicely in our neck of the woods. I would have to think they've done the same up and down the valley. There's places where that I just talked to my friend and president of the Growers Association, Neil Rockstead, and he was blessed with 2 inches that went through his place. So there's places that that have had too much rain right now. But you know what? Let's shut the tap off, turn the sunshine back on, and things will start to put sugar on, and the tons will keep producing. But all in all, I have to think everybody's happy with what they're about to run into during beet harvest.
Yeah, Neil's place up there around Ada, Hendrum, yet some folks got 3 inches of rain there. Just unbelievable. Oh. So
it's starting to pond in the headlands, he said. So that's enough. That's his barometer, he said.
Well, that's the forecast for the rest of the week. Blue sky and dry right through the weekend. And when you are doing a good deed, God bless you for what you're doing next Sunday and Monday at Paul's place. Coming together with 100 volunteers in the neighborhood, burning their own fuel to take care of Paul Olsonowski's sugar beet harvest. So, again, Dan, big tip of the hat to you. Thank you so much for the work you do on a national basis. And, of course, right there in Lancaster.
I appreciate it. It's been my pleasure.
All right. You have a good rest of the week, and rest up, because you'll be going full speed ahead here in, looks like, before the 1st of October. So thank you.
It sure does. But that's why we have winter, Mick, is we can rest up for the next year.
That's right. For sure. All righty. Dan Youngren, president of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and again, up there in Kitson County, Minnesota, taking care of the neighborhood. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Mick.
Yep. Talk to you later.